Hello, and welcome to Exclusively Yours podcast. I am your host, Ellis Hendricks, personal companion. Today's episode is completely solo. I will be back with a special guest in the near future. I am so excited to record with some of my personal favorites and can't wait for you to listen in the coming new year. So stay tuned. Today's episode is going to be all about scheduling a date with me. If you'd like to hear about scheduling etiquette in general, drop a line on the podcast email and I will do my best to record one soon. Our new email address will be in the show notes. Let's get into today's show. If you are new here, I have been in the industry for nearly 7 years. My scheduling experience has been one of trial and error, just like with anything else in this industry. January was the last month to test out my previous scheduling system, and I'll be using a different approach moving forward where I list potential cities that I would be interested in visiting and gauge interest in those cities. Moving forward, I will be building a schedule 1 month in advance. I accept bookings for the following month until the 14th of the current month. My set hours are from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m., unless otherwise noted. I am preferably a lady of the daytime. I am a lady of the lunch and the brunch dates, a lady of the dining dates, and all sorts of activities. I love concerts. I love football. Go Cowboys. I love hockey and basketball. The best way to schedule a date is through my booking form, which can be found on my website. Within the form, I ask you for your best method of communication, and it could be phone or email. I do not accept any same day bookings, so I do not have same day availability. I appreciate gentlemen that want to see me and take the time to plan a proper date. In my experience, clients who pre-book are usually the clients who will repeat versus same-day clients. And usually same-day clients just like want whoever that they can see in the moment, whoever they can see that can appease their dick emergency. They're not going to see you again. They're just looking for the next available thing, next available fling. So in my experience, same-day clients have never been repeat clients. I want to really get into the pros versus the cons of planning a date with a companion or in the civilian world, but that will happen at a later date, perhaps a week where I have a guest on the show. My availability will include days I will be open to traveling or in one of my home base cities. And the home base cities, that'll be another episode because there's been some miscommunication on where people think I am or where I am not. I do not give my availability to clients unless I have previously seen them or they have been screened. I cannot agree to meet someone without knowing if they will pass screening. Please understand and respect that policy. I invite anyone open to meeting during the new year to fill out my booking form for February dates. The sooner you get onto my schedule, the better. I'm an avid planner and want to easily connect with you. So, I'm going to switch gears here for this episode today. This is completely unplanned, but I feel like it just needed to be said. I want to bring up STD and STI testing. If you are sexually active, whether it be in your personal life or seeing companions, to help prevent the spread and disease of infection, please, I am asking you, please to get tested for sexually transmitted diseases. This will keep yourself and everyone healthy. Take precautions if you are having sex with multiple partners and providers. Taking care of yourself and mind, body, and spirit is essential to having a strong and solid business. Clients, I know some of you are married and some of you are single, but you really don't want to have to be the one to explain to your spouse, your wife, your girlfriend, your significant other that you may have an STD. You don't know where it came from. I mean, no one wants to have that conversation. And I say this from a place of love and care. I personally test every quarter, and some people test more frequently, and that's perfectly fine. I personally use the at-home tests that get shipped to my house by Everly Well. The process is super easy. All you just need to do is a vaginal swab and a finger prick. So they'll have those two specimens collected from you. They test for 6 common STDs that are chlamydia, gonorrhea, hepatitis C, HIV, syphilis, and trichomoniasis. And they have tests for men. You can also buy separate tests for different STDs. Say you just want to test for gonorrhea, or if you just want to test for chlamydia, or if you even want to just test for HPV, that's a separate test in itself. The test results are delivered electronically, so it's the perfect option if you want to do this privately. One last thing to mention about Everly Well is that they are currently having a sale on all of their tests. I believe it's 25% off if you go to the Everly Well website. I'll put that also the website in the show notes, and that is perfectly like in sync and in time with Christmas. So gift yourself this holiday season the gift of health. You know, health is wealth. They also offer online STD consultations. The pricing is fairly reasonable, and they even send the medications to your preferred pharmacy if you do need to treat an STD. And I also want to mention that having an STD or an STI is nothing to be ashamed of. It's just part of life. It just happens. To some people, it happens. To some people, it doesn't. But it's just better to be safe than sorry. I've also heard about the company NURX. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's NURX. They offer multiple swabs. Vaginal, oral, and anal, and I'm interested in using them in the new year. So play safe and keep it sexy. If you haven't been tested in years, now is the perfect time to do it. Make 2024 the year that you go get tested. Do not hesitate to make your health a priority. And if you cannot afford testing, look up free STD testing in your area. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it with a friend. Show your support by leaving me a review wherever you listen to podcasts, or consider leaving a tip via Wish Tender, because as a reminder, I do this podcast completely free out of the goodness of my heart and other places. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next week here on Exclusively Yours.